Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician at the wheel.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum LLC and he's senior partner there. Sam, tell us about Tatum and all the things that you guys do.
Yeah, very interesting. We were talking about outsourcing. We are an outsource provider of financial and mainly financial but otherwise operational management to companies that are small and medium-sized on an outsource basis. So we're rent an executive company. We're mm-hmm. now a part of Randstad, a global outfit, and happy to be so. But we're an operating division just specializing in financial and IT management outsourcing in small and medium-sized businesses.
Right, and so the partners that you call, that you poll for the survey are these CFOs, certified, I mean, chief financial officers, chief information yep. officers. They're out there as they're CFOs for rent. They're out there helping run these businesses, and they're giving you the information based on the businesses that they're helping to run. So, and
exactly.
that's Tatum.
They're giving us,
Go ahead.
They're giving us the where the rubber meets the road, saying in this client business, and they give it by category,
right.
they give it by size, they give it by market, and so on. They say here's how we see it where we are right here, and we know it by region.
TatumLLC.com. Check it out. Okay, Sam, I'm looking at your employment arrows, and I see why the president, when he was so irrationally exuberant about employment pictures, the employment picture recently, I see why he didn't use your survey with any of his data points.
He was taking his victory lap.
He was.
And your
report is a speed bump in that lap.
he wasn't looking at our stats. I'm hoping that this is a temporary downdraft, but we saw employment as not nearly as good as what has been reported. But we, as I say, we're a month or two ahead usually on what we see. It'll either correct itself, either their information will correct themselves or ours will, and I'm betting on ours. Although I don't like to bet on red arrows.
Well, I know, but here's the thing, Sam. This is what I was alluding to earlier. What I tell anybody who's working with me or for me, I don't need. It's not obviously I'd like to have good news, but mainly I need the news. I need the information,
yeah.
whether it's
yeah.
good or bad. I need to know what's going on, and what I think what your arrows are showing. That's the real numbers. Those are unvarnished, unpretentious numbers. Those are just exactly what's happening out there, as opposed to the manipulation that the political class does with these numbers. And I hope it makes them happy to talk about these things when they manipulate them. But they don't contribute to a solution. I mean, we need to know who's unemployed, how many are unemployed, why are they unemployed, what is it going to take to get them employed, what do we have to do to make that happen, how can we put this job with that opening, this opening with that person. I mean, all we're doing is fooling ourselves with this information that the politicians are giving us about employment. What do you think?
Well, I think that's the case. Of course, they're going to be the ones that are the incumbents are going to be making the most of what they can garner from their stats, and the ones who are the opposition will make the least of it. But that's just
right.
the way. That's just politics.
Well, they remind me of using the old days using a manual SLR camera, single lens reflex
yep.
camera. You know, you had to match up the little needles to make sure
yeah.
your aperture and your shutter speed and your film
yeah.
were all the right way to make sure you get a good picture. Well, you can adjust your camera all you want and make those needles line up, And you can make yourself happy before you snap the picture, but if you don't have enough light when you snap the picture, you're not gonna get a good picture. And that's what they're doing. They're lining up all these needles, but they're bogus needles. They're making themselves happy when they say them, but they're not true. Maybe it'll always be that way with politicians, but that's what irritates me about them. Sam, last thoughts.
All right, great. Well, what I think is we're taking a little pause here. I think the fundamental longer-term trend is for the good. We're optimistic looking down the road that this could be a very nice year, and we hope that it is. But we have to take it month by month, and we've had a little pause in the past 30 days.
Sam, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.